taking a deep breath in and out. And as you breathe in pink and gold energy. And as you breathe out any negativity, breathing in and out. Let's go ahead and rub your hands together in front of your heart chakra, creating some heat in the palms of your hands. That heat in India is called tapas. It's spiritual energy or psychic energy. And you're breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And when your palms are nice and hot, let's go ahead and put one palm on your back at the waist level and the other palm. So right and left palms, kind of holding the back at waist level. We're going to do a little healing to the adrenal glands with our hands. And just breathing in and out. And let that heat go right into the adrenals. You're doing a little hands-on healing for yourself. It feels so good. And when you're ready, you can put your hands on your lap with your thumb and forefinger touching in Dhyan Mudra, the Mudra of Infinity. And sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And release all the excess energy in the body. Male bodies, ground your testes with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the center of the earth. Set them on release and just release the aggression and competition. Female bodies, ground your ovaries with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the first chakra at the perineum, and then down to the center of the earth. Set each of the ovaries, the right ovary and left ovary on release, if you need to push a little button on. And let's release all the healing projects. Let's just stop healing everybody. And breathing in and out. All right, let's pop up to the adrenals. And we'll begin the adrenal healing by grounding the adrenals with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center. Now the adrenals are on top of the kidneys, 2 inches off the spine and 1 inch up from the waistline. Draw a line of energy from each of the adrenals to the first chakra at the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Let's put a release button on the right and left adrenal, and let's release the adrenals of all the fight or flight energy, the stress out energy, worry and concern. Let's let it all go. Okay, let's plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals, and let's just have the whole nervous system represented by being plugged into the sciatic nerve, into the adrenals. So we're going to plug those sciatic nerve into the adrenals, and just like a bucket of water, when you pull the cork out, it starts emptying out. The water just drains right out. Plugging the sciatic nerve into the adrenals is just like that. So the cork is out, and now the nervous system is just draining down through the adrenal grounding cord to the center of the earth. And we're going to clear off all the gunked up energy on the nervous system. And And at this point, we're going to also allow the nervous system to come to its parasympathetic state if it hasn't been that way already. So we're just in the regeneration state. And then we'll go ahead and set up the rest of the grounding and clearing and come back to the adrenals. So popping up to the center of the head, in the center of the head is your golden temple of silence. Let's go ahead and open the trap door out the back. Take a spiritual fire hose and wash out the center of the head. Beautiful. And let's just clear out all the cobwebs and dust bunnies and fuzzballs from the center of the head. Okay, and sit on your throne in your golden temple of silence. And let's just look out the view screen. And you're just looking out in front of you into this peaceful world. All right, and we're going to pop out the top of the head, pulling the aura into 18 inches around the body. And let's go ahead and clean out the inside of the aura, setting a little golden Roomba, a vacuum cleaner, at the top of the head. And let's just vacuum out the inside of the aura. So it's going to spiral around your head and shoulders, waist, hips, thighs, knees, around the ankles and under the feet. And let's go ahead and throw that golden Roomba, that little robot vacuum cleaner, down the grounding cord, the big grounding cord at the base of the spine. All right, and let's go ahead and clear off the edge of the aura. So smooth in any dings, dents, or holes in the aura. Especially if you're stressed out, there might be some holes around the center of the body, right around the waist. So go ahead and fill that in. And let's just have a nice, crisp edge to the aura. And definitely let's put up a big protection rose on the outside edge of the aura, a big 2-foot protection rose, just sitting on the outside edge of the aura, grounded to the center of the earth. All right, let's put a little stick of dynamite under that protection rose and blow that up. And then let's do another protection rose in the same space, grounded to the center of the earth. Good. All right, going down to your feet, opening those chakras at the bottom of your feet, those lotus-like lenses. Opening them up to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins and calves, knees, thighs, through the hips, and out the grounding cord. And we're clearing your soul understanding, your ability to take your next steps in life, and also your ability to honor yourself. Again, I kneel at the altar of myself. Beautiful. All right, finding a place in the universe that's in affinity with you. And let's just bring that that line of energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, down the neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, hands, fingers, and out the fingertips. And let's bring more of that energy into your neck and down your back channels, and then looping down into your hips, and then coming up through the pelvic cradle, looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And we're going to look at the two chakras that are players in the adrenals functioning well. Let's start with the first chakra, which is at the perineum, kind of between the base of the spine and the front of the pubic bone. So that's a conical-shaped chakra facing down. It's about 7 inches down. So it starts at your skin and it goes down about 7 inches to mid-thigh. The cone of this first chakra, the disc at the end of the cone should be spinning. So let's go ahead and make sure that that's spinning. And for some of you, you might have some dark energy or the chakra might be missing. Just imagine replacing the chakra or removing the energy. So if there's dark energy like black, gray, or brown, let's go ahead and put a cobalt blue energy. This like shoot some cobalt blue into that area. Clear off the dark. And then let's maybe bring that first chakra to a green. That'd be great. If you have red or you have one of those solid colors, that's fine. But green's an awesome color to have in the first chakra. It has to do with wealth and health. So it's a great kind of root chakra. Root chakra is all about survival. So green is awesome. Beautiful. And then let's go to the third chakra, which is just above the belly button, maybe an inch or two. And remember in the lesson we described that it is actually one chakra but two directions. So out the front, it's about 6 inches off the body and definitely like a ice cream cone. And out the back in the same region. And then the outer edges, again, are the disc spinning. So the cone is narrow, close to the skin, and wider out. And we want to make sure that the disc is spinning. Red and orange and green are good colors in this one. So you can do any of those colors. If you see dark energy in your third chakra, go ahead and do a deprogram. Just shoot some cobalt blue into the dark energy until it disappears. And then let's just get those chakras really humming. And so that outer disc is spinning. And it's a beautiful radiant color that supports your will in the world. Right, and let's go ahead while we're in that third chakra region to revisit the adrenals, these little acorn-like glands that sit on top of the kidneys. Let's imagine putting some golden suns, pulsing them onto the adrenals. Now, normal, healthy adrenals are kind of plum-like. They're plumped up and, you know, they're juicy. But adrenals that are way overworked and exhausted kind of look like prunes or raisins. They're all dried up and kind of shrivelly. So what we do with the golden suns is the golden suns pulse on the adrenals and help plump them back up. So if what you're seeing, if you are having some vision of what's going on with your adrenals and you're imagining maybe a little raisin, You want to just be plumping up those adrenals with these pulsing golden suns, maybe 10 times a day. And you can do this in meditation, but you can also do this when you're not in meditation. So just consciously be focusing gold and pulsing. Gold is the energy of God. So we're just really focusing on reanimating the adrenals in their God state, or bringing that light of God back into these glands that are so important to us. So leave those golden suns pulsing on the adrenals. And now we're going to go into the center of the head, sitting on the throne. And we're taking out one cell, one master cell from each of the adrenals. And let's go ahead, actually we'll just do one cell from one of the adrenals. And we'll put that on the view screen. So you're going to be sitting in your golden temple, in your throne, looking at the view screen. And on the view screen is this cell. And in that cell is your DNA strand. And let's pull that strand out. And it has 46 chromosomes. And let's be looking in those 22 mother, 22 father, and two original, your God chromosomes. Let's look for any dark energy around how the DNA is wired to handle stress. So dark energy that has been passed down from mother's side, father's side, and it could be generations back. How the adrenals are supposed to hold up? Are they supposed to break down after a while? So let's have those DNA strands light up with the black spots where there's problem energy around stress and the adrenal health. And when it's all lit up and you can see everything, or you have a feeling of it, it's okay not to know what it all means. Let's go ahead and take a little golden vacuum cleaner out, and let's vacuum off the DNA, the black failure energy around stress and around adrenal failure that might have been passed down from family. And when you've gotten all the black vacuumed out, what I'd like you to imagine is healthy, plump adrenals, very happy, and a style of receiving information that is like water off a duck's back. Maybe there's some stress energy that's around you, but you have beautiful equanimity and peace. And put those pictures into the DNA. That's kind of replacing the stuff we took out. And let's go ahead and pulse some gold pulses, like radio waves of gold, in through the DNA to seal up this healing. And as you're wrapping that DNA back up and putting it into the master cell, and then we're going to put that back into the adrenal. And then we're going to have it mirror to both of the adrenals. And we'll give the whole body a new upgrade around adrenal health and stress interpretation. And so let's just bring that cell, put that back into the adrenal. You can bring some gold energy into the body, especially the adrenals. And let's get the cells talking together. You've just upgraded your DNA information. And let's seal that up with some gold energy, pulsing through the whole body. Feels very, very good. while you're doing this, you can affirm that you love yourself and that you trust yourself and that you have a right to express your unique self in joy and celebration and ease. That's all right to separate yourself from the way the family behaves. It really is all right. And now while we're working on the adrenals, let's imagine that we can access, which of course we can, the stem cells that formed the adrenals when we were 130 cells, a blastocyst in our mother's womb. There were little cells that formed the adrenals, and they're still with us, the master cells. So let's activate, let's turn on those stem cells and give ourselves a stem cell healing. And of course, those golden suns are still pulsing on the adrenals. You're starting to actually feel quite a bit better. Let's just see those stem cells activating, waking up, and really restoring the adrenals to their youthful, vibrant state. Maybe you want to bring some green energy in while you watch those stem cells just moving around the adrenals, just giving this information of renewal. While we're having that and the golden suns pulsing, let's imagine a magnet out about 10 inches or 12 inches off your back, one of those old-fashioned horseshoe magnets. And let's just have that magnetize all the difficult work energy and relationship energy out of your adrenals. It just doesn't belong there. So let's turn that magnet on and just let that weighted energy out of the adrenals. And you might notice that that energy is kind of flying like little black tacks or whatever. It's just filling up the magnet and clearing out your adrenals more. And if you're ready for this healing, imagine extending a timeline out from the adrenal area way back to preconception and then out the front in the same region of the adrenals, like close to the third chakra, a timeline out into your future. And we're going to do an end of drama healing. So we want to light up on the timeline all the drama and all the activity that has you startling all the time, and especially the stressors. And we want to really, the information will still be there, but the weight that's built up over time, like one thing on top of another thing on top of another thing, will diminish. So you'll have the information, but you won't have the weight of the drama. So have on your timeline from preconception to today all the drama light up on the timeline. And have it light up as black dots. And we're just going to take the weight of all the drama of this lifetime off the timeline. So you'll still, like I said, you'll still have the memories, but you won't have the weight pressing on you. So let's go ahead and take that golden vacuum cleaner and let's vacuum off the timeline. And then, of course, you can run it out the front and any predicted drama out in the future that would really wear on your adrenals, drama in the future. Let's go ahead and vacuum that off too. So you're using your golden vacuum cleaner. Again, gold being the energy of God. We're just accessing that beautiful divine power that's available for us to clean up our space. And all the way out, maybe 100 years out, just vacuum all that off. And then go ahead, From preconception, let's go ahead and pulse gold energy through the timeline and seal up this healing. Now we're going into the center of the head, and a little below where your throne is kind of the brainstem, reptilian brain. And what we want to do is we want to clear out any dark energy. So you could ground the brainstem with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the center of the earth. And let's set the brainstem and the emotional brain, which is caps it. It's like over the top, like a mushroom. And let's go ahead and set those two brains, the first and second brain, on release. And let's just release the impacted energy of stress. And let's bring some gold pink energy into the brainstem and emotional brain, reptilian brain. Gold and pink energy. Now what we're going to do is we're going to bring gold and pink energy from the brainstem down to the twin adrenal glands and then down to the perineum. So now we're bringing gold and pink into this diamond. And then from that connection, we're letting that golden pink flood through the nervous system. And the nervous system, both through the connection with the first brain, the reptilian brain, the connection with the adrenals, and of course the connection with the survival chakra. So we're just seeing that golden pink, really calming and soothing and healing the body. And then the nervous system does, of course, return to electric blue and very comfortable peace energy in the nervous system. And then we're going to come to the center of the head and then sit on the top of the head in a golden sun. And there you sit as a handsome yogi or a beautiful yogini. And let's go ahead and have you slip down into your body with this golden sun. And you're really filling out your toes and your hands and your legs and your arms, torso, neck, and head. And we're going to do a present time healing. So we're really feeling the body coming into present time out of all the history of drama and trauma. And we're feeling the spirit really coming back into present time. The spirit is so often out ahead of us, creating projects and working on relationships. And it's running around way ahead of us, you know, months ahead of us. And right now we're getting the spirit and the body to be in this moment in time, together, united. And really feel it as it fully gets in, spirit into body, feeling it click in like a seatbelt, a spiritual seatbelt. You're just clicked in. Beautiful. And let's go ahead one more time and rub our hands together, creating some spiritual heat in the palms of the hands that are right in front of the heart chakra. And then we're going to place those palms back on our back at waist level and do one more healing to seal up all the goodness, all the rejuvenation and regeneration in the adrenals. It feels very, very good. And you're seeing those golden suns pulsing on the adrenals. It feels so good. And now, why don't you go ahead and rub the hands together one more time? And what I'd like to do is get those hands nice and hot, and let's put right hand over heart and left hand over the right in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. and repeat to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I give myself permission to express my unique self. And breathe that in, that love, trust, and permission to be extraordinarily you. Breathing in and out, wiggling around, coming back into the room. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.